There are no mediators in Satanism. I am writing this sermon in reply to a letter posted to the Teens for Satan e-group concerning someone who was using Satanism and a feigned relationship with Satan to manipulate other people. The victims were young and unknowing. The Satanic Ministry is here for guidance and support only. No one comes between anyone and his or her personal relationship with Satan in any way. There are no mediators in Satanism. All it takes is one person who has a little intelligence and manipulative ability than the average person. Manipulative ability can be obtained while doing prison time. The ex-con then gets out and looks for those who are young and or vulnerable to prey upon. He or she more than likely uses drugs, although less than his or her followers, who he or she remains in control of, and with what these individuals advocate, if they haven't already been to prison, they will more than likely wind up there. Drugs are part of the control. Charles Manson learned this in prison and applied it to his followers. He did lesser amounts of the drugs while his followers got stoned out of their minds. This was one way he manipulated them. Most are now spending the rest of their lives in prison. And what drugs do, I cannot emphasize this enough, okay? Responsibility to the responsible, okay, what you do, if you take drugs or whatever, that's your own business, but you should be aware of. Taking drugs can quickly turn you into somebody's bitch. Because what they do, they put you in a hypnotic state to where your mind is just wide open. And somebody that either is physically there or somebody, a mage or a witch or whatever, you know, those of us who know how to do workings or whatever, they can practically turn the drug user into a zombie to do whatever they want you to do. And you're really wide open to being programmed when you're stoned. And I don't care what anybody says, marijuana, whether they legalize it or not, a lot of people, you don't always come down off of a high. I mean, enough if you're smoking it every day. And you're opening your mind. The same thing, a person is perpetually drunk. The mind is wide open to being manipulated and programmed, and don't ever forget it. It's like I said, responsibility to the responsible, you ought to know. And this isn't just from like somebody like casting a spell on you or whatever, or getting into your mind, or somebody physically there getting in your mind. It also goes with television, movies, all this stuff. I mean, you basically wind up like a walking zombie. Some people laugh and they think it's funny. There's nothing funny about it at all. And I know of a tragic situation of that, and I'm going to have this on another audio sermon. Another letter was posted in the teen group today. A girl is a virgin. She is comfortable with this. Her friend was wondering whether she would have to lose her virginity in order to become a Satanist. The point is, remember, true Satanism is about being yourself and being free. No one is expected to do anything that they are uncomfortable with or anything that is not a part of their nature. And here's a quote from Satan from the Al-Jilwa. I allow everyone to follow the dictates of his own nature. There are books written about magical practice. I believe some by Aleister Crowley. These teachings instruct the readers that they must do certain things to break down barriers. This is utter bullshit, and I equate it to walking out in front of a large truck in order to see what it feels like to get run over, if one survives. I am adept. I have never had to resort to any of this misinformation and garbage. Neither should anyone else. There are many different ways of empowering oneself and overcoming limitations, both physical and psychic, without having to resort to harmful actions. For example, advanced martial arts training gives one an enormous amount of power. This, when properly directed and applied, can accomplish all kinds of feats. Most martial artists do not have the knowledge of how to apply this power outside of physical combat. We Satanists do. People who use kids or claim to have an in with the devil in order to manipulate others and feed off their energies are in reality very weak. The only initiation one needs is between oneself and Satan. No high priest or high priestess or anyone else should have any control or power over another person. Satanic clergy offer guidance and support. That is it. Members of the Satanic priesthood are gifted people who can act as mediums in imparting knowledge, but if you are ever in doubt, go to Satan yourself. If something doesn't feel right for you, then don't accept it. Remember, as a Satanist, the only one with authority is Satan himself. We do not answer to any human beings. Hail Satan!